A small group of demonstrators held a combination of traditional protest signs and digital images displayed on their iPhones and iPads as they stood in front of an Apple store at an upscale mall in Los Angeles. The novel use of screens as placards proved to have a learning curve for some.
Okay, right now I want to use my iPad as a protest sign, but my screen is going to turn off.
It was a scene that played out at some 50 Apple stores throughout the United States Tuesday evening in support of the company's stance to refuse to build a software backdoor into an iPhone 5C. The device in question was the county-issued work phone of San Bernardino shooter Saeed Farouk, who along with his wife killed 14 people last December during a workplace holiday party. The FBI says information gleaned from that work phone could help with their investigation. Farouk reportedly destroyed his own personal phone prior to the mass shooting. Apple argues that what the DOJ is requesting amounts to constructing a backdoor that will undermine the overall security of its products, not just one iPhone. In an email to employees, Apple CEO Tim Cook explained the court order requires the tech giant to override a coded in feature that automatically wipes all data after 10 bad login attempts so that the FBI could force its way in by running a program that tries every conceivable passcode. Apple and privacy advocates say that's a slippery slope that could imperil all iPhones running on the same operating system.
We're standing on the same side as the San Bernardino victims. We care about public safety. We're talking about the future of everyone's security.
Tiffany Chang from the internet advocacy group Fight for the Future helped organize the nationwide demonstrations in support of Apple.
Building this skeleton key makes it so that criminals, thieves could get in, use that software, use that skeleton key to unlock all of these devices, causing, we're hoping, you know, it doesn't cause the next San Bernardino.
But FBI Director James Comey says the agency owes it to the victims of the shooting to do whatever is possible to unlock the phone. Comey denies the intent is to create a general purpose encryption backdoor or to set, quote, a master key loose on the land, end quote. A survey carried out by the Pew Research Center found that 51% of respondents think Apple should cooperate with the FBI, and the poll shows that the support is bipartisan. However, 38% said Apple should not hack the iPhone, and 11% did not know exactly what should happen. Apple built default encryption into its newer iPhone models in the aftermath of leaks by former NSA contractor Edward Snowden. The leaks revealed not only the extent of warrantless government surveillance, but also the close cooperation of tech and internet giants in programs like PRISM. Protester Nicholas, who only gave his first name, says this case is a coal mine canary for digital civil rights.
Why? Because we're guaranteed the right to privacy, and this is an extension of the right to privacy in a digital age.
Activists say if Apple complies with the order, it would set a legal precedent for compelling companies to override their own security measures in order to allow law enforcement to access customer data. Currently, government hacking into devices exists in a gray area that has yet to be clearly defined in the criminal court system. Government surveillance programs usually go through the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court System, where rulings and interpretations of laws are often secret. But some computer experts see an upside to the Apple-FBI standoff, a renewed focus on increasing security systems for smartphones, and an opportunity to gauge public sentiment on privacy and digital rights. Lenin Oziswe, FSRN, Los Angeles.